Hey, I want to talk to you today. I know what it's like to feel like this might not be working. Maybe health coaching isn't going to be what gets me out of my career or what gets me the financial freedom. I get it. I understand the frustrations of putting everything out there and getting very little in return. That's what we're talking about today on this podcast. We're really talking about how, as a health coach, we can be profitable in our career and changing the lives that we have set out and feel so called to in our mission. You know, I have been a health coach for over a decade, and there are times I feel like I'm on top of the world, but there are a lot of times where I feel like maybe this isn't the right choice for me. This past Monday, with the winter season, it just being gloomy, and normally I do really good in the winter season, but I found myself feeling a little depressed, a little down, almost giving me my self-pity party. And I was like, you know what? I'm taking a day off. We're going to get ready for spring. I'm going to plant my seeds and I'm going to listen to a couple podcasts and we're just going to go with how it feels. And you know, the crazy thing is this came off of a really great week. And I know a lot of times people feel like, oh, you might be feeling down because you've been having a hard time. Listen, I came off of a really great week and I still felt down. I think it's the natural ebbs and flows of life. You know, it kind of reminds me that you can't always be happy without understanding sadness. And you can't always feel successful without sometimes feeling like you're stuck or maybe like you're failing. So it's okay that you have these feelings. And sometimes I've learned it's okay to sit with that. So this past Monday, I said, hey, you know what? We're going to get our hands in some dirt. We're going to plant some seeds and we're going to listen to some podcasts. Now, I am a huge Mel Robbins fan. I love the way she coaches. It is how I respond to coaching. It is a lot of similarities to how I coach my own clients. So she's comfortable for me. I get it. So I put on the Mel Robbins podcast on my Alexas in the house. So no matter what room I went into, I heard her voice. I heard her message. And do you know, this week was all about achieving goals. And the analogy, I kid you not, was planting seeds. It amazes me sometimes how the universe can kind of smack us upside the head when we kind of feel stuck. And it made me chuckle when she was talking about the metaphor. And I wanted to kind of share a little bit. I highly recommend you go listen to her. Really hear this message. If you're struggling, if you're trying to achieve goals and it feels like nothing, like you're stuck in the mud, this is probably the most motivational podcast I have listened to in a long time. This week alone, I've already listened to it twice. This wasn't going to be the episode for this week, but I felt like I needed to get this out. I felt like a lot of my listeners probably needed to hear this if they haven't already heard Mel's. So we're going to dive into our goals and have a really self-reflective and honest conversation about this. I saw this week with the full moon, a lot of my past clients and friends were all making moon water. Now, I will tell you, if there's something I can't stand, I hate the idea of manifesting. And listen, I know it works. I have seen it. I have seen the stories. However, how it gets translated, because everyone puts all this energy in creating this image in their head, and then nothing is done. I coach very similar to how Mel coaches and talks. She often says, no one's coming for you. So a lot of times I see us coaches or my clients, they put all this great quote unquote energy out there, but the go get them tasks are half met. They're not really put out there. And then you have this self-pity party on, oh, it didn't work. It's such a failure. And listen, I did it for years. I would do all these things within my comfort zone. I never really pushed the envelope out of my comfort zone. And then I would be upset because it didn't work or I didn't hit the goals I wanted to achieve. And I felt like a failure. I can't tell you how many times I cried in the shower feeling like a failure until a good coach of mine asked me, are you really doing the hard work? Of course I'm doing the hard work. Why wouldn't I be doing the hard work? And she said to me, no, I really want you to think about it. What hard work are you not doing? And man, did that slap me upside the head. Because when I really looked at it, I was doing the quote unquote hard work within my comfort zone. I wasn't stepping out of my comfort zone. I would tell you, I don't know how to market. I don't know how to do sales. These are areas that I'm weak. And I would take classes, webinars, but would I really follow through? Would I really pick up the phone and call? No. Might send a LinkedIn message, might do this, but I never really followed through till about 6 months ago when I got really serious. And when I tell you, Mel Robbins talks about, she talks about your Grammy moment, and she really reflected on this episode based on singer-songwriter and her Grammy win this past Grammy season. And the interesting thing was, probably not until about 6 months ago, I didn't get really clear. I really wasn't clear on what I wanted. I kind of had an idea, but I wasn't clear. So my actions couldn't have been clear. My Grammy moment, my moment of, yes, this is what winning looks like. This is what I want. And I want to take you through that for a minute. So going back to my coach, she wanted me to get really clear, like crystal clear on what I wanted my business to look like. Beyond, I want to help shift workers. Beyond, I want to help health coaches really look at what I wanted my life and really imagine what it would be like, how I would feel, really get into that part. For a long time, I was struggling because it was hard to get into corporations that I wanted to get into. I felt like I was not moving forward because I was still stuck in these smaller corporations, and I felt like I deserved bigger. The industry was changing and I was frustrated. But then I started realizing, wait a second, is this really what I want? Do I want to go back to the day-to-day life of traveling to different organizations 3 or 4 days a week away from home and having a busy schedule? And when I really got into how I would I feel successful in that moment, I realized that really wasn't what I wanted. See, I wanted the ability. I've always said I'm kind of a gypsy at heart. I want to travel around and work a little bit here, do things, but I wanted that freedom. You know, I always tell my kids, I could literally sell just about every belonging I have, pack it up into our RV, and just go. If I would have had it my way, we would have been road schooling our kids. But my husband wanted some foundation for them, and I appreciate it. They're doing fantastic. It is where they are. But that calling in my heart is still, I need to roam. I gotta move. And as my kids are getting older, I just feel this getting stronger. And yet, if I were to set up my business to where I was going to different organizations a couple days a week, I would not be able to achieve my calling of roaming. So about 6 months ago, I really started reflecting on my business and realizing, okay, I can go into all these businesses, all these organizations, and help them create healthier habits, better sleep for their shift workers. And I could do this in all these organizations, but I'm still stuck into the area I serve. Yet, if I reach out to health coaches and help them do what I do, my reach becomes so much broader. It's more than the few organizations I can get in on a weekly basis. It is building this movement that allows shift workers to feel supported wherever they are. And I realize that is really what I want. So I started designing more courses. Many of you have probably taken them. You might have attended a workshop. And this is how I'm going for this. And it was interesting listening to Mel Robbins. She talked about your winning moment. My winning moment would be sitting in a kayak on top of a mountain and seeing somebody message me on LinkedIn that says, oh my goodness, thank you. I have been reaching out to this hospital or this organization I've been trying to get into, and they are welcoming with open arms, and I'm able to make the differences with whatever specialty they do. That is my winning moment. The moment I know that shift workers, shift working professionals are feeling supported because there are all these health coaches out there that can understand their lifestyle and support them. So I urge you, if you haven't listened to Mel Robbins' podcast, it is in the show notes. Go listen to it. And I want you to take an honest reflection on everything you've been doing, everything you feel like you've been a failure on, and ask yourself, what am I not doing? What am I missing? A lot of times I talk to coaches that I'm mentoring, and they're like, oh, but Laura, I'm posting 4 or 5 times a week on Instagram, and I have reels, and I have all of this. And all of our energy is on social media. And listen, unless you are really good at social media is hard to break free. But yet we're not calling organizations. We're not picking up the phones. I recently just started, I work with a group and they have a call blitz twice a week. And it's basically us just body doubling on a Zoom session, on mute, calling organizations, calling people, cold calling, warm calling. We are getting on the phone. And man, I have been putting off getting on that call for months because I was scared. 2 weeks ago, I got on it. I started reaching out to universities. This is what we need to do. We need to get ourselves out of our comfort zone, be really clear and honest what we want and the actions we are not taking to move the needle forward. So I invite you to join us on Facebook. We have the Health Coach Growth Network. It is really health coaches that are in the field and we're making progress. I am posting every Monday, what is your goal this week? And every Friday, we're following up with, did you achieve it? What can you do better? And what did you do that you need to keep doing? Because it keeps, we talk about this with our clients all the time, but yet I've seen through people I've mentored and even myself, I'm not doing it for me. I am not tracking the needle to making sure I am doing the things that is going to propel me forward. Now, I can tell you within 6 months, my business looks drastically different. I actually had a university reach out to me back in January with an offer to bring an intern in because she wants to help support shift working professionals. Her goal is to really help those that are going from day shift to night shift and keep healthy habits. She was on the podcast a couple episodes. I will link her in the show notes. She is going to be writing guest blog posts. She's going to be doing more podcast episodes with us here. But this is it. We need to start moving. And you know what? That university would have never reached out to me if I wasn't on LinkedIn. I was very clear several months ago where I needed to start putting my energy. Once I got that clarity, I realized Instagram's not it. YouTube, not it. It's LinkedIn. And I have put my energy into LinkedIn. Not a ton of energy. I will go on LinkedIn. I'll make some connections. I write a post. I write an article. I link it. I share a podcast. I probably spend maybe about 2 to 3 hours a week on LinkedIn. Not a lot of time. And it has significantly moved the needle forward. I've had organizations reach out to me. I've had people reach out to me. Hey, can we just chat? I saw what you're doing. My last workshop, 80% of the people attending that workshop came through LinkedIn. So when we start putting our energy in the right spot instead of on Facebook, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, on YouTube, on everywhere else, we spread all these little seeds everywhere and we get nowhere. But if we took a whole pot and put it on one area, we're condensing it and we can reduce our time. We could be more effective. But we can't do that if we're not clear and we're not honest with ourselves. So I urge you this week, go check out Mel Robbins' podcast. Join us over at the Health Coach Growth Network. Let's be honest with ourselves and be clear on what we want I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'd love to hear feedback. You can always email me at info@lauratimbrook.com. And don't forget to join the Health Coach Growth Network. See you there.